This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Russia, more than 60 people are dead, over 140 are injured after several gunmen dressed in military fatigues opened fire with automatic weapons in a packed concert venue outside Moscow. A U.S. official says ISIS-K, the branch located in eastern Afghanistan, is believed to be responsible for the attack. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
The fire broke out. It appears the attackers set off some kind of detonation. Flames quickly engulfed the building, trapping untold numbers inside. Rescuers were able to ferry out some 100 people from the basement. We know that. Many, however, were left to find their own way out, and there were some reports of exits blocked. Also, there are reports some were rescued off the venue's roof, although how many is unclear, and more alarmingly, that roof is now completely engulfed in flames.
NPR's Charles Maines reporting. The Justice Department is suing Apple for allegedly monopolizing the smartphone market with its iPhone. NPR's Dara Kerr reports this case has roots in a long-ago lawsuit.
In 1998, the U.S. government sued Microsoft, saying it illegally clustered its products to stifle competition. The government also said Microsoft compelled customers to keep buying within its product ecosystem. Fast forward to now. Here's the acting associate AG Ben Miser.
Today's complaint alleges that Apple has engaged in many of the same tactics that Microsoft used.
Tactics like designing its products in a way that keep customers within its ecosystem. Apple says people buy its devices because they're the best. It's unclear how the Justice Department's legal strategy will play out in today's world. But in Microsoft's case, the judge ruled for the government. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
New York's scandal-plagued former Congressman George Santos says he's quitting the Republican Party and will run for a House seat on Long Island as an independent. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
Santos was expelled from the House in December of last year after it was revealed he lied about his past and was indicted on federal charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. His trial's expected to begin in September. Still, Santos is running again, this time for New York's first congressional seat on Long Island. And now Santos says he'll run as an independent. That sets up a three-way race with Republican Congressman Nick LaLota and Democrat John Avalon. Santos is deeply unpopular on Long Island, but this race is expected to be close. If Santos siphons off even a small number of conservative votes, it could make a difference. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she is undergoing preventative chemotherapy after tests following her major abdominal surgery in January showed cancer was present. She says she is well and getting stronger. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow down 305 points, the Nasdaq up 26, the S&P 500 down 7. This is NPR. A new bill meant to broadly protect Kentucky health providers from criminal liability has passed both chambers of the state legislature. Kentucky Public Radio's Sylvia Goodman reports a Republican lawmaker says he believes it will protect IVF providers, too.
The bill shields medical providers from criminal liability except in cases of gross negligence or intentional misconduct. It does not specifically mention IVF services, but Republican State Senator Whitney Westerfield says the legislation is broad enough to cover it.
As a proud father of now four IVF children, I'm proud to see this bill make passage, final passage.
IVF has become a political issue in the wake of an Alabama Supreme Court ruling last month that granted frozen embryos the same legal protections as children in wrongful death lawsuits. The bill will now go to the Democratic governor's desk. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Home builders are in an optimistic mood as activity jumped sharply last month. A survey of home builders found an uptick in confidence as they broke ground on nearly 11% more homes in February than the month before. This was thanks in part to warmer weather. If you're feeling lucky, you may want to buy a lottery ticket for the nearly $1 billion Mega Millions drawing. After more than 3 months without a big winner, the jackpot is now at $977 million. Tonight's drawing is the 10th biggest in U.S. lottery history. Those who opt for the cash payout could take home a cool $461 million. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.